Fionnuala, for those Americans visiting, or any listener visiting Ireland in the coming years, if there were 4 or 5 gardens that you would want them to absolutely not miss seeing in Ireland, what would those be?
To me, the most important thing about a garden is its atmosphere. How rich is it in atmosphere? Because you can't buy atmosphere, and you can't, you know, spread it around a garden like so much fertilizer. It simply is or it isn't. And some gardens, I think, have it and some don't. And in the Cullen is this magical, magical island garden in the kind of southwest coast of Ireland. It's a little kind of 10-minute boat trip from Glengariff, this little tiny coastal village, and you chug out in this little ferry, and you go past these tiny little miniature islands covered with kind of, you know, ferns and gorse and these seals basking in the sunshine, and you arrive in this incredibly poetic space that was created about 100 years ago by this family called the Bryce family. He was actually a Scottish MP. So he bought it in 1910, you know, before Ireland again achieved independence from Britain. And he set about creating this magical, magical subtropical garden. And, you know, it's over the last century, it's been battered by Atlantic storms and softened. But it's just, to me, it exemplifies that sense of where the wild and the, I suppose, the cultivated meet. Mm. And that's, I suppose, the magical spot that I think Irish gardens occupy. Another place for orchids, if you ever want to see an amazing wild orchid meadow, there is an astonishing Wicklow garden called Kilmacurra, which again, it occupies that kind of poetic space. The house itself is in ruins. It's may be restored in sometime in the future, but it's the gardens are maintained by OPW, the Office of Public Works. But these acres of wildflower meadow have been reinstated by its head gardener, Seamus O'Brien, over the last number of years. And it is, in summer, it is just teeming with wild orchids. Uh-huh. You know, amazing. Oh, amazing. We wrote about it for the Irish Times last year. I wrote about it, and Richard, my husband, photographed it. And it was like to stand in the middle of these meadows and just, it was one of those experiences that will stick with you for the rest of your life. It was, you know, divine is the only way I could explain it. I think in terms of pure spectacle, just in terms of its theatre, its vast scale, one of them would be definitely Paris Court Gardens in County Wicklow. So that's this amazing historical garden that was, you know, was created over a period of time throughout the 17th and 18th centuries. And it's in East Wicklow. And it's probably most famous for its Italianate gardens, this incredible terraced formal gardens, which kind of stagger down in these formal terraces and statuary and stone steps from the main house. And it's framed by this stunning view of the Wicklow Mountains. Mm. It's a very popular garden for filming, and, you know, just a garden steeped in history and with so many layers to it in terms of the planting. You know, there's, you know, kind of 18th century grottos. There's a little Japanese garden added in the early 20th century, but particularly this wonderful Italianate style formal, you know, gardens, just absolutely magnificent. Another one would be definitely without a doubt for a contemporary garden would be June Blake's garden. June and her brother Jimmy are both very well known in Irish gardening circles, both really creative experimental gardeners, very different from each other. They're in West Wicklow. June's is a 3-acre garden. Absolutely unmissable, I would say. Definitely on my top three of Irish gardens. And I think she's kind of inherited the mantle of from Helen Dillon, whose garden closed sadly to the public last year. Mm-hmm. Another one would definitely be, without doubt, Mount Stuart up in Northern Ireland, created by this really witty, eccentric woman, Edith Lady Londonderry, and was created again in the very early years of the 20th century. A wonderful, wonderful garden that to me exemplifies that kind of fusion between the British tradition and Irish eccentricity and abundant growth. And it's managed by the National Trust, so it's part of the Northern Ireland politically, but very much to me it kind of, you know, defines what Irish gardens at their best are all about. I think those three would definitely be, you know, ones that I would say are unmissable, along with some of the others that I've mentioned as well.
Thank you so much.